Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.
Wow
is right.
What a day, and a bunch of cool stuff going on here in the studio.
Very
yeah, Michael?
Cool. Yeah.
We got some talent today.
Very big talent.
One of my favorite guitar players of all time, and truly one of the most beautiful women on the planet.
Yes.
I'm not going to say which is which.
I would concur.
Okay.
You know, I have to figure that out by myself. Holy gosh.
Welcome, Michael. How you doing, man?
I'm so glad
to see you. I haven't seen you for a full week.
I know. How was your Valentine's Day?
Very unromantic. I had rehearsal.
You did? That
yes.
was it?
Half the cast
was
wore their...
short sentence.
Well, we did stuff for the kids, but half the cast wore those I have rehearsal shirts that everybody has these days. So, we were all just sitting there going, Valentine's Day. And some girl piped up and said, we should all just give Valentine's to each other. And I think the rounding sentiment was that would just be too sad. If we're all in rehearsal to bring little Valentine's for each other, it would just be too sad. So we didn't do that. Working on Princess Ida up there at the Hillcrest Center with the Gilbert and Sullivan rep. They're a great company. And lots of really cool stuff. Gilbert and Sullivan is so fun to choreograph. They've got so many great lyrics and such great music. Nice to be a part of. How about you? How's Million Dollar Quartet going?
It was a fantastic opening.
I'm so
glad
to hear
it. Are you familiar with the show?
No, I'm not.
You guys got to hear this.
Million
cool.
Dollar
this
Quartet is,
very cool.
is a based on a historical moment in music history in December of 1956 when Sun Records in Memphis, the owner of Sun Records and one of the great entrepreneurs of music, got into the studio, the young men that he was mentoring, who was Elvis Presley and Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis all at the same time. None of them knew that they were all going to be there at the same time. And it turned into the biggest, most important jam session in music history.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
Now, Elvis was more on his way than the rest of them, but he still was not a major... None of them were major stars at that point.
Yeah.
But the show is based on that moment in time, and it kicked ass.
Yeah.
Really, it did. I was so proud of this cast for... and they resemble them to some degree, but not... They didn't... That was the least... important part of the casting process.
More they emulated them, right?
You know, it was the first time of all the shows that I represent for this company called 3D Theatricals that we did not have a 20-piece orchestra in the pit.
Wow.
It was all driven by the band themselves.
Wow.
And
oh.
they just, the four guys, and they had two drummer and a stand-up bass player as well, who have our characters in the show. But
wow.
it was just six pieces on the stage, and the audience was... on opening night, they got up and they started dancing in the aisles and the seats and stuff. It was
crazy. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen that certainly with Hamilton and kind of pushing the envelope a little bit,
right.
but Motown the musical as well. So many things that are playing to, hey, audience, hey, you love this music. Get in here and listen to this music and see a live performance, which is a great thing to be able to do, bring new audiences
in. It's also nice to, reintroduce music of that genre, from so many great hits that all of them had. Two young people
yeah.
that have never, they don't even know who they are.
Now, was your crowd decidedly younger on opening
night? It was very, very mixed.
Cool.
I was pretty happy about that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Elvis didn't make an appearance, did he?
He was in the building.
Wow. Came all the way down from his hiding spot in Canada, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Michael, here it is on a beautiful February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, and the house is rocking today, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed. You are so right, Andrew. And today we have very fortunate to have two members of the LA-based Americana rock band, The Sound of Ghosts, in studio this afternoon, and they'll be telling us about their latest project.
That's right. Their new release, Delivery and Departure, continues the band's signature sound of driving guitars, catchy hooks, fiddle-fueled melodies, and roaring...
Say that real fast.
That's right. And soaring, roaring melodies that's sure to get the listeners up and dancing.
So will you please welcome the very talented Anna Orbison and Ernesto Rivas.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Did I say your last name correctly?
You did. Rivas.
Oh,
that's
good.
Right.
Well, now I got to say, some of the material that you guys have seen going out on Facebook and Instagram and stuff from us has been a lot of work by Carrie Ann Francis, a photographer who was actually the first person to introduce me to Anna for a short film we did years ago. Beautiful work, amazing photographer, available for headshots, band shoots. You guys have shot with her a number of times. Yeah?
We have actually. We did her very first band photo shoot, and it was our very first photo shoot as well. And she's shot us a lot over the years.
She always makes everybody look good, which is not hard, because if I was a guitar player, I'd like to be Ernesto. If I was a beautiful woman, I'd like to be Anna. And strangely enough, if I was a man, which I truly hope to be someday, I want to be her husband, James, who's got the greatest beard of all time.
Oh, so,
yeah, this is a cool band. And of course, Phoebe, name the other member of the band as well, the gentleman.
John is our drummer. Yeah.
So this is a cool band. Phoebe's a rockin' chick, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Your percussion is always great. John Cerna, correct? These are great, cool people, but more than that, the sum of your parts is so much greater than even your individual talents. I mean, this sound is a unique rock, folk sound, Alison Krauss kind of feel with a lot of cool influences in there. How did you guys come around to do that?
It really just happened naturally.
Cool.
Everybody just kind of had different backgrounds, and they all brought something new to every song. So it's like everyone leaves their little like footprint of like what they grew up with.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what continues to happen. It's still evolving. Like it's never the same. It always changes. Like something that someone listened to back when they were kids is brought onto a new song, and it's just an ever-evolving sound.
I love it.
That's pretty exciting.
Well, we have a track or two here today we're going to play. We may even get a live performance in studio. Breaking
really?
News here on State of the Arts.
Really?
Possibly. But before we do that...
Was that be of us?
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to sing.
Oh.
I can do Mary
Please
Had
don't.
A Little Lamb Out of Key, Swanee River with a tap dance.
Ooh, I like that Swanee River idea.
We should leave it to professionals today.
I've seen him sing the Beatles on stage.
And we should definitely thank our sponsors before we do that, because they may cut us if they hear me singing on the radio. So... before we do that, let's go ahead and take a moment and thank our wonderful sponsors here on State
Absolutely.
Of the Arts.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank Princess Cruises for coming on board. See how I did that. As presenting sponsors for State of the Arts during 2018, a pioneer in excellence on the high seas for meaningful travelers who seek enriching experiences, only Princess Cruises offers cruise vacations to help you come back new, providing fresh perspectives by connecting you with nature, cultures, and loved ones in a new way.
One of the best-known names in cruising, Princess Cruises first set sail in 1965 with a single ship cruising to Mexico. Today, the line has grown to become the third largest cruise line in the world, renowned for innovative ships, an array of onboard entertainment options, including extravagant entertainment live, and an environment of exceptional service for customers. A recognized leader in worldwide cruising, Princess carries approximately 1.7 million guests each year to more than 360 destinations worldwide aboard a fleet of 18 modern vessels.
How about that? Yeah.
Obviously, we love Princess Cruises so much. They do such a good job promoting
yes,
the arts
do.
And live entertainment.
They do indeed. And we'd also like to acknowledge PerformingArtsLive.com, one of the Internet's most prominent listing sources for the live arts in Southern California. We're grateful to Performing Arts Live for lending their support to State of the Arts.
That's right. Obviously, Michael, great resources to be sure. Now, before we get going in, I know that you've done Million Dollar Quartet and all that. Are you working on any other shows right now? Is there anything coming up at Sterling's upstairs at the Federal?
Yes.
What
actually,
you got?
This coming weekend, we have Miscast.
I'm perfect for that. I've been miscast in every show I've ever been in.
This is a unique show. No, you always are perfectly cast. Miscast is just what the title implies. Musically speaking, it is a cast of maybe 10, 12 people.
Yeah.
It's very much like an improv thing, but it's they sing songs that they would never... from shows that they would never be cast in. They're singing that song. Or maybe it's they're singing a female song that, just has different meaning when the real meaning when a female sings it, a male would be singing it differently.
For example, I think we've seen, very tall, good-looking male strong leads playing Barfay in Spelling Bee and that sort of thing. Totally different type than you would ever get a chance
to
do.
So it's all kind of mixed up and very well directed and very, very funny.
Right.
And it's got a huge following. So yeah, we do super well, and that's at Sterling's upstairs at the Federal.
Well, now, do we know anybody in the cast of that
Sunday,
this time? I know Justin Michael Wilcox.
Justin Michael Wilcox.
He's been amazing, yes.
He has come back. Will Collier.
Oh, who we love as well.
Yes, and a lot of the usuals from that cast. Yeah.
How can people get tickets for that?
They go to brownpapertickets.com and simply type in Miscast if they do a search. And it'll come right up. And then on the following night, Monday, we have something that's very special. This is a second opportunity for us to see if we're going to take this show and make it a monthly event, which is for the Foundation of New American Musicals.
Yeah.
And it, too, has a cast, but a smaller cast, a different format. It's like five people, all from Broadway. And they sing three songs, each of them. One from the past of Broadway's past, one from the present, and one from the future.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. And their credits speak for themselves. These are people that you don't find them in a small club like this singing. You see them only on a Broadway stage. So that's very exciting.
Now, when you say one from the future, is that just a song that they telepathically know is coming? They stand up there and it just comes to them?
No.
And they just start singing? I would watch that. I'd pay $50 to go watch that.
Oh, you would. Well, then yes, it is.
Where do they get their new material from?
That's just from the Foundation of New American Musicals. They're promoting these musicals by having that segment be dedicated to the musicals that they have been funding in ways to get them up off the ground.
And we've seen that a little bit with the gentleman who came on our show talking about that and kind of saying, you know, these are things that are submitted and they go through a professional reading process, and they're shows that are honestly targeted to hit Broadway soon. You really get a glimpse of the future by going to see the show.
Hopefully so.
Very cool. Well, Michael, we have a beautiful young woman sitting to my right who's been patient. Shall we bring her in?
I think so.
Let's do it. Let's give her official entry. She's so rightly deserves here.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you were going to start right into that. Our first guest, ladies and gentlemen, began her career in musical theater, performing across the country as well as off-Broadway. She can be heard on the original cast recording of Ring in Brooklyn, and she has performed her solo works in front of crowds of thousands. Her television and film credits include Jane the Virgin, Guiding Light, Distortion, Nightmare, and Revelation.
In 2014, she founded the band The Sound of Ghost, where she is the lead singer and songwriter and is featured on ukulele and percussion. Her husband and brother-in-law are also involved, and in memory of the band's friend, David Lamb. The band's success to date include opening for artists including Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, The Sisterhood, and Oingo Boingo. Their music has also been featured in national commercials for major bands such as Yahoo and Kia. They are known for their edgy culmination of traditional front porch Americana, folk-laden melodies, and vintage rock and roll.
She's here today to tell us about her fascinating musical journey, as well as The Sound of Ghosts, upcoming release, delivery, and departure. Mm. Please welcome Anna Orbison.
Wow. Welcome, Anna. So glad to see you again.
Thank you. So good to see you.
You and I don't get to see each other as much anymore because you're always touring.
Well.
You're playing everywhere.
We are playing everywhere.
Only time I get to see you is when I'm standing on the edge of stage trying to get an autograph from you now.
I know. It's a tough life now.
Where are you guys going to be next?
We're going to be this Saturday at the Boathouse Collective in Costa Mesa.
Wow.
So we'll be playing two sets there on Saturday night on the 17th. So
what
that'll
times?
Be fun. We start at 9, right?
9 a.m., mm-hmm. just like most musicians.
9 a.m., bright and early, get your coffee.
9 p.m. Now tell me about the Boathouse. I've never been there before.
It's great. It's a really cool spot. We played there last month, and it's a restaurant and a bar and a music venue, and very cool. Family friendly, really good food, great beer selection.
Cool.
It's a good hangout for sure.
Are you any relation to Roy Orbison? I probably asked you the last
James
time you were here.
James is a very distant relation to Roy. I can't remember the connection.
Wow.
It's not close, but they are related. So
that's when now you by marriage
now
too.
Now me by marriage.
Thing.
Yeah,
that's a great
yeah.
thing. You know, he was such a talent, and I used to see him around Malibu occasionally.
Oh,
he
did
would,
you?
Yeah, he always had the sunglasses on,
yeah.
and he was always surprisingly polite for what a star he was. He kind of walked in his own world,
yeah.
which was cool to see, and certainly in his later years when he was working with, you know, Bob Dylan and some of those great. Such an interesting thing to watch how much he still delivered just musical knowledge after being so iconic.
Oh yeah, yeah.
How long have you lived in Malibu, Andrew?
15 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I moved there hoping that, you know, I would just kind of settle there for a little bit and then, you know, move out and keep moving around. But I fell in love with it. It's such a great city. There's really no better place on the planet to live, if you ask me. So.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Dick Van Dyke occasionally stops by and pets my dog, which I like.
Really?
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. That was years ago, but it was fun. It was like I would be walking down the street and just see Dick Van Dyke there. I kind of feel like anytime you surround yourself with creative people, which Malibu has a lot of, I don't know, it just feels like the creative spirit just keeps going. And I certainly love my kids being around. The arts programs are great there and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's been a good thing. Yeah. Tell me about Sound of Ghost and how you got started. I know that Mr. Lamb, you've kind of dedicated the band to Mr. Lamb. Is that correct? Or at least the formation of it?
Yeah, we definitely, James was very inspired by, of course, the sad experience of Dave's passing. He got leukemia while he and his wife were out on the road with their band Brownbird. Mm. And so when James went to the funeral, everyone was playing music together, and he hadn't really been playing for a while. So it was a good way for him to, like, come back to music. He bought an upright bass, figured out how to play it. And then Ernesto, who is also my brother-in-law, Ernesto, James, and I just kind of sat down and we wrote two songs, right? That first session.
Yep. Cool.
And those were both on the first album, and we haven't really stopped since.
Yeah. Yeah, so. That's a great thing.
I would love to hear something.
Let's do it. So I have a few tracks here. I was kind of leaning towards playing Perfect Pair. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Perfect Pair by The Sound of Ghost.
Kitchen when you close your eyes.
I hacked your email so I have the perfect guys.
Oh, 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 oh.
Wow. Anna, tell everybody what you said at the beginning.
I said that it's a stocking song.
And now we can sponsor it with ADT, you know? We can finally get you guys some corporate sponsorship. The thing I love about it, it kind of reminds me of Lars and the Real Girl. I don't know if you've seen the movie.
Oh, yeah, I love that
movie.
It's
almost that quirky kind of love in the real world.
Totally.
It's really hard, you know?
It's
how are
real
you
love.
I love
it's
that.
Just a different kind of real love.
Well, and the thing I love best about this band, Michael, is that they have quirky, fun songs like this, but there are some songs that are absolutely rip your heart out, real deep kind of songs. And it's fun to hear that, to know that this is a band that's playing with empathy and how we talk about emotions and how we function in a modern world, yet with a very traditional sound, a bluegrassy sound, which I think is where all this great music came from, which I love too. So very cool.
I love that whole take you know, that you've done. And who does the arrangements? Or is it a compilation of all of you?
Well, we do. Ernesto oftentimes will bring in a song idea. Generally, that it's not always how it happens, but usually.
Yeah.
And then Ernesto, myself, and James would typically sit down. Or there was a while where Ernesto wasn't working, and I have a very open schedule.
Nice.
So we just started cranking out tunes. But yeah. But that tends to be the beginning of the process, and then I'll sketch out some lyrics, and then we kind of bring it into rehearsal and see what happens.
Yeah. One of the things I love best about you, Anna, is that you're not only just a musician, but you also are very into yoga. You teach yoga, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Also an actress and a model at times, you know, all those different kind of things. How does living with your spouse, who's also in the band with you, and doing all those other things, how does that fit in with your life without you becoming totally scattered?
That's a great question. Well, the yoga helps me not be scattered, so that's good. But I guess I've always been a pretty active person in the sense that I like to do a lot of things. I like to have my hands in a lot of things. So I guess that's probably where I feel most comfortable, honestly.
Cool. Sweet.
And true.
Sweet. It's a beautiful, we're looking at the actual CD. And it's a beautiful should buy this not only for the music, but you could even buy it just for the cover because it's a very frameable.
That cover has a pretty interesting story too. It was a garden that we actually built in our living room.
Wow!
It was about, what would you say, 4 foot square?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we went down to the L.A. flower market, and we got a bunch of cacti, and the skull is from a company called Skull Bliss, and they're traditionally carved Indonesian skulls, and it's a cattle skull, for those of you who can't see it. And so we built this garden, and we photographed it, and it's a very homegrown band.
Well, I like the California succulents and all that around there as well.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, for our listening audience, I'll go ahead and post a picture of that on Instagram so people can at least see that and at least know what we're talking about here. But where else can they find your CD if they want to?
You can actually get it from us, www.thesoundofghost.com. In terms of the physical CD, that's where you can get it right now. Other than that, you can buy the tracks off of iTunes and Amazon, all those services.
Apple Music as well.
Apple Music. Yeah.
Awesome.
Spotify.
Music
is stream it on Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Wherever you like it, we've got it.
That's good.
So if you want to, you can go to our Instagram page, and you'll see that we've just posted a picture of that there. You can obviously check them out on all those resources we told you about. But we're going to talk to you guys a little more, if you'll be so kind, as to hang around for a few minutes while we do a live arts calendar.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. The Actors Co-op Theater Company presents the Drama Desk Pulitzer Prize winning and a Tony Award winning drama, A Walk in the Woods. This witty two-hander concerns a timeless and more timely than ever relationship between two arms negotiators and what happens when they step out of the war room and into the woods.
Time magazine called this 1988 Broadway play from beloved playwright Lee Blessing one of the best dramas to hit the stage that year. Frank Rich, in his review of the Broadway production for the New York Times, wrote, "As a piece of theater, A Walk in the Woods is the aesthetic equivalent of Switzerland, and not only because its setting is a pleasant woods on the outskirts of Geneva."
A Walk in the Woods runs now through March 18th at the Actors Co-op, Crossley Theater. For more ticket or more information in general, call 323-462-8460 or just visit actorsco-op.org. That's actorsco-op.org.
And I must say, I've seen several of their productions, and they're always very, very first class.
No doubt about it.
Great shows, lots of time and effort put into them.
Well, and I don't know what it is about them, but they always have very organic acting performance as well. It never feels overly staged. I always felt like they did a great job of keeping everything exactly the way you would want to see it to keep the play very true, mm-hmm. which I think is such a great thing about Actors Co-op and so many great theaters we have here in Los Angeles.
And that's a rather unique space because it's actually a church facility that right. has these theaters built on the property.
Yeah. And we're lucky, obviously, to live in L.A. where we have so many options to go see live performance. But Actors Co-op is one that if you haven't been to, you love great theater, be sure you get there, you know, ASAP and check them out.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. Our next guest is the phenomenally talented guitar player for The Sound of Ghost. He got his start in a rock cover band in the Valley, later joining the Hermosa Beach-based Gorgeous Got a Gun on lead guitar.
During that time, he played on their songs included on the Blu-ray edition of Scott Pilgrim vs. the World with Universal Pictures and went on to open for Crash Kings, Nico Vega, and Linda Perry. These days, he's rocking out on acoustic and electric guitar with The Sound of Ghost. Please welcome the one and only Ernesto Rivas.
Always nice when your lead singer gives you some love, too, man. She was clapping as loud as our audience there.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Ernesto, man, I got to tell you, the first time I saw you play guitar, I was, of course, there to see my good friend and her husband, but I looked back at you and Phoebe, and I said, man, those two are great. Those two are great. And, of course, the addition of John and what a great player he is, but it's so funny to watch you guys on stage. You each have an individual energy, but together, I mean, you guys are just feeding off each other. Have you experienced that in other bands, or is it unique to Sound of Ghost?
It's actually, I'm going to be honest, and it is unique to The Sound of Ghost. I mean, I've been in other bands, and you all rock out, you look at each other, but there's something about this band that you literally can feel the energy on the stage.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at, like, James moving around, and I'm like, well, I'm feeling it. And then I start moving around, and I see Anna moving around with a tambourine, running around, jumping off of stuff. And then I see John banging his head, too, and he's not a headbanger. I see John headbanging, and I'm like, okay, this is intense. So then we all just get into it and then get lost in the performance.
What a cool thing. Where'd you get your guitar training at?
I actually am not formally trained. When I was 15, my uncle gave me my first guitar, and I learned how to play Metallica and Slayer songs.
Wow.
I grew up with metal. And that's pretty much my training.
Just, do you like that? Do you
I
miss
loved
it?
No, I still play it during sound checks.
You just put him on the spot.
Oh, okay. Every single sound check that we do, I always do like a Slayer riff or something. It's just what I do. I'm like a metalhead at heart. So that was my training. It was just all Metallica and Slayer, literally those two bands.
Oh, cool.
And then I just progressed on to other things from there.
Are you a wild child?
Was I or am I?
Were you?
He says, I'm a good boy now.
Now I am. No, I was. I was a wild child. And then I grew up. Yeah. And I'm still learning. But,
yeah. You know. It'll come to you.
He made it to the studio on time today. He's obviously very mature. So, yeah, now we've toned him down
mature.
A little bit. Yes, that's right. It was so funny, too, because when you see this band, you walk in and you immediately get the idea that their sound is something unique. But there's also something unique about their performance. I mean, James is a hype man through and through. There's no doubt about it. And if there was ever a drop in an energy in any audience, James will fix that immediately. But each of you, I mean, you watch Phoebe. Usually, is she on an electric fiddle? Is that right?
No, she's actually just on a regular acoustic
plugged
fiddle,
in, course,
she plugs it in.
It's so funny because, I mean, and you know, lots of hair colors going through this band at different times.
Oh, yeah.
And a really fun live performance, and I think that comes through in a lot of your recorded tracks as well.
Well, thank you.
Did you say lots of hair color?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Phoebe's had every color in the rainbow. Yes. I mean, James and Ernesto, you used to dye your hair too, right? But that would be before this band.
Yeah, I had the cool frosted tips.
I've seen some pictures of you. And does James ever dye his beard? That would be great.
No, he hasn't. But he has these two gray racing stripes that have grown in, like, right on his chin. So he could probably dye those, like, bright colors.
Well, now, we have something of a little bit different flavor here called Train to Nowhere. Michael, okay if I play a little bit
of that? Absolutely.
Let's treat our audience
to it.
Train to Nowhere by The Sound of Ghosts.
Yeah.
Wow. Michael. The audience loved that.
Yeah.
They loved that.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, if I could get my tech running here, as I every time my app closes out, I have to refresh it to hear the rest of the song as I try to play this. And I'm sitting there, I'm getting my toe tapping, I'm getting my hands clapping, and I look over here, and even Anna's adding the percussion back in that she's already recorded and been done with. Pretty impressive.
I didn't even notice
sounds
that.
They stay that fresh. I love it. Very nice. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Well, so now I have to ask both of you this. In the formation of a band, and obviously any band has to deal with live performances versus recording, have you felt more comfortable on the road in live performance, or do you feel more comfortable in the recording studio?
Live performance, for really? Sure.
Definitely live performance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we like Ernesto was saying, we love the energy of live performance. And to me, like, especially with a background in theater, it's like there's nothing more exciting to me than connecting with an audience and
no
connecting
doubt.
With people. And the studio just doesn't have that same sense of connection. And I think you can overthink, like, way too much. Like, it's way
right.
too easy to be like, I could have done that better. Let me go back.
Do you miss doing musical theater?
Oh, yeah, totally. I love going to see shows, though. James and I will go. We get season tickets to the Amundsen every year. So we go see a lot. And I'm sure I'll probably go back to it at some point. But it's a blast, you know.
What were some of the shows that you did?
Well, actually, speaking of that, the New American Musical Group, I did a Ring in Brooklyn, which was at the NoHo Arts Center through them, and that was a world premiere, which was great. But yeah, I did a lot of new works out here, which was super exciting to do. Actually, Paul, who was playing trumpet on that last track, was in a show with me called Hoboken to Hollywood, which was about Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yes, and with my friend.
Oh,
Luca
awesome.
Ellis.
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course, totally. So yeah, that was a blast. That was when I first moved out here, and I spent some time in New York and did all that. But I like it all. I like the classics. I like new stuff. It's just fun.
He's still out there singing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
He's great.
Does that Frank Sinatra thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's so good at it.
Yeah, very good at it. And pretty easy on the eyes. The women
yeah,
go nuts.
Yeah, I would say he's probably, I mean, I don't want to inflate his ego at all, but he's probably more attractive than Frank
totally.
In my book.
Wow.
I know.
Totally. Frank was nothing to sneeze
Frank
at either, though.
Frank was pretty smooth, you know.
But you know, he taught him, Luca taught himself to sing like Frank Sinatra.
By wow.
From the time he was very young.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
listened to all of those records and got those inflections. And
yeah, it's incredible.
Knew when he didn't really read music and you know, he just all took
yeah,
it
he
in.
Can just emulate it, yeah.
Yeah, and he certainly sung at my club and being a big hit with the ladies. That's so great. I never got to see the show. I
yeah,
wanted to.
Yeah, it was a fun one.
They brought it back a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. So... Oh, I was going to say, do you have a favorite role that you haven't played that you'd love to play?
Oh, good question.
Ooh. Oh, man. Favorite role that I haven't played. I would love to play the baker's wife in Into the Woods.
That'd be great.
It's just such a great role.
Baker's
I did Rapunzel.
Wife over the rich.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I met my wife playing Rapunzel.
You did.
I wasn't playing Rapunzel as much as she was.
I was going to say, what an interesting talk about the miscast
right.
thing. It was in that miscast show, right?
I mock her all the time because, you know, Rapunzel in that show. Oh, that's right. I said, she got this beautiful singing voice, and that's all she did in that show. That's great. Rapunzel would obviously be a great role for you, but I could see you playing the baker's wife, too.
I would love that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Ernesto, any other type of music that you would like to play that you haven't yet tackled?
Ooh, that's a hard one. This was actually the one, folk.
This was one?
Yeah, this was. But I would love to learn how to play jazz. There's just so many notes, and there's like all these changes that intrigues
right.
me. Cause
right.
That's how my brain is. It's just right. all over the place. So I think I'd be suitable for that. So that's something I'd like to learn how to do.
So would you teach yourself to do that, or would you go seek a teacher?
I would definitely teach myself to
yeah.
a little bit, and then to get to where I can get to, and then I'll probably... call some people up.
Because that's that jazz, which I do like jazz. I think there's two forms of it. There's kind of easy listening jazz, and then there's that hardcore jazz. That hardcore jazz is not necessarily appealing to me.
Yeah, that more like bebop kind of.
Well, it's just, yeah, yeah. It's all over the.
Yeah.
Do you mean
map.
The more improvisational form? Or
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I like it a little more. structure than that. And, you know, because it can be beautiful. You can take any song and turn it into a jazz song.
Oh, totally, totally. Yeah, yeah, it's a beautiful genre for sure.
And when did you know that you wanted to be a musician?
Since I was a child.
Really?
I have, yeah. My dad says that I would sit in front of the TV and watch MTV all day. So Bon Jovi music videos. I would watch the November Rain by Guns N' Roses videos. And he always played music. Mm-hmm. It was always classic rock and Spanish music.
Was he a musician?
No.
As well?
Oh, really? No one in the family was.
Hmm.
It was just something that he did all the time. And then listening to Fleetwood Mac, Cat Stevens, and I just started to get into it. But there's pictures of me with like a little toy guitar. So I always knew I wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually I did.
Good for you.
Very cool.
Thanks. Realizing your dream is something that not a lot of people get to
it's
do.
It's a special thing.
Well, now, Mike, I know that Anna brought a couple CDs that we can give away, and I believe we're going to trouble them to autograph these, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I personally believe the future Grammy Award-winning band, The Sound of Ghosts, so this is your chance to get in on the deal early.
Yeah.
We're going to take the first two people who email us on our Facebook page. Go ahead and drop us a note. Just send us a Facebook message, and that's LA State of the Arts, and you can find us on Facebook. Just Google State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James. We'll send you a CD. We'll pay for shipping. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Pretty good deal. Michael's
good
like,
deal.
No, that means I'm paying for shipping.
Yeah.
You better watch it. Should have made that offer
like,
live
is
on
that
air.
Too?
I'm happy to do it. Happy to do it because I want this music out there. This is a great group and obviously some really fun songs. They make my day better. They make my workout easier. So I appreciate what you guys do.
Well, thank you.
Well, maybe we can get them to headline Sterling's Upstairs.
We would love that. That would be a great fit.
Awesome sounds.
You better be careful. I've seen some of their fans. These are not the John Lloyd Young fans either.
Oh, yeah?
These are not well-behaved people. To be honest, most of them are well-behaved.
Our friends are probably
fun.
Listening, and they're like, yeah, that's fair.
We accept
that's
that.
Fair.
I mean, these are people who like to get down and boogie on occasion. I felt, like, honestly, I was sitting there, I felt the energy of the room about to explode. It was just so much fun. And, of course, they are very well-behaved, but there's an energy in that room. Like, when you played Molly Malone's, I think it was, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was up and moving and smiling. That's the thing I think music should do for
and
all
the
of
ultimate
us.
A compliment. Yeah.
Well, maybe absolutely. We can get Carrie Ann Francis there to shoot it. Ladies and gentlemen, the sad part of the show has arrived. The dangerous part of the show. The part of the show that everyone fears.
And now, embarrassing moments.
Ernesto, you're on, man.
All right. I don't really have any besides the fact that my guitar has gone out of tune at multiple shows. I even had to scream at them to cut a song because it just couldn't get a tune properly.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It was the first time we've played in a long, long time, and I was sitting there fiddling with this tuner like, bang, bang, and it was just not
it
having
just
it.
Wasn't feeling
so
it.
So I was
day.
Like, let's cut it. Let's just cut it. That's about it.
Is that hard to do? Do you just move on to the next song in the set that doesn't take guitar as much? Or
yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it wasn't hard to do for this one because luckily I looked at the set list and I was able to do it.
Right.
Yeah. And then close second would be playing in our Scooby-Doo gear.
That was we did our Oingo Boingo show at Halloween.
Yeah.
Now, who were you all
Scooby
dressed
Doo
as?
Costumes. I was Daphne.
And then I was Fred, James was Scooby, John was Shaggy, and Phoebe
was Velma.
That's funny.
So it was weird playing with like these wigs, like trying to like rock out, but you know, he kind of
he's headbanging and his blonde hair is sliding
and
down
then,
his
yeah,
face.
It just fell off and then you just see like what would you call that?
The wig cap.
Oh, you just see me with the wig cap like
a good look.
Yeah, it was pretty flattering.
That
look.
Was a good one.
Yeah. It was pretty fun.
Am I correct that playing next you guys are going to open up for Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, yeah?
We are. Wow. We have done that once before.
And wow. And where is that going to be at? What venue?
That's going to be at the New Canyon Club out in Agoura Hills.
Right near my home. I've seen some great people
there. So they still have the older one that's been around forever out in like Thousand Oaks. And then they just built a new one. We played there with Oingo Boingo once too.
Yeah.
It's nice. They've done
right
a really
there
nice
off
job.
Right 101, easy. I'm You'll confused. See the billboard as you go through.
The one in Agoura, I thought, was the original.
No, that is the original,
Santa Clarita,
yeah.
I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Did I say the wrong thing?
Yeah.
Santa Clarita.
I'm messing you guys up. Santa Clarita.
It's great. We love that place.
Yeah.
It's called the Canyon Club. How can people get tickets for that? Can you go online to their website, I would assume?
You can actually come to our website,
cool.
thesoundofghost.com, and you'll be able to get them right there.
Again, that's soundofghost.com. That's with an S, right?
The sound sound of ghosts. Yeah,
not just one ghost. There are
plural
multiple
ghosts
making sounds around here.
Yeah, one sound, many ghosts.
Anna, anything embarrassing that's ever happened for you? And if you use anything on the set of Carrie's film, I'm going to tell her what you said.
Ernesto made me think of one when he was talking about sound stuff. I forgot we played Harvel's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
That was embarrassing. Cutting songs is what made me think of it. They had, like, a guy sitting in for sound. Like, he had never done it there before. And he said he knew how to work a board, but he clearly didn't. And so it was feeding back the whole... And, like, loud, like, piercing feedback the whole time. So we're cutting song after song. And we're just, like, trying to play. And we're wincing. And, you know, and the whole crowd is, like, slowly backing away from us.
Walk towards the door, don't make a move, just slowly, slowly.
So that was a pretty bad one. But you gotta have the bad ones to have the good ones, right?
Live performance. Well, the name of the CD that's just come out is The Sound of Ghost, Delivery and Departure. The Sound of Ghost, Delivery and Departure. You can find that on Apple Music if you want to download it, obviously iTunes. Or if you drop
Amazon,
us on
all of the places, that's of course, the music is sold, I would imagine.
Everywhere.
And if you're one of the first two people to drop us a note on Facebook, we'll send you a free copy anywhere in the U.S. here. So, Michael, now I got us out of here a little bit early because I'm dying to implore them to play us out. Would you guys be – now, I don't think we've ever done this on the show before. Or have we?
No, why?
Now, this is a huge imposition. Would you guys be willing to play us out with a little live music?
Sure.
Oh, cool. Okay.
We will.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what are you going to play for us, Ernesto?
We're going to play a song off of Delivery and Departure called Fall Apart.
Good. Anna, are you going to sing the same thing or is it going to be totally different?
I'm just going to make things up as I go.
She's going to sing something totally different than he plays. Ladies and gentlemen, The Sound of Ghost. This is Ernesto Rivas and Anna Orbitson.
All righty. Give me one second.
Just getting set up. All right, here we go.
Gotta work and rest my body. Gotta marry and test my soul. Trying to make myself the best version of me by wrecking myself over the coals. I'm trying to fix myself by breaking myself down. Trying to fix myself by breaking myself down. I don't know what it is I'm doing. I'm not sure about anything. I'll never be put together. And I'm driving myself insane. I'm trying to fix myself by breaking myself down. Trying to fix myself by breaking myself down. I'm trying to fix myself, I'm breaking myself down. Trying to fix myself, I'm breaking myself down. Oh, I'm perfectly imperfect. I'm so right, I could be wrong. I'm unraveling myself in the lyrics of the song. Oh, do you stop me now? No, no, don't you stop me now.
A first for State of the Arts, Michael.
That was awesome.
Thank you. That was fun.
Hey, a big thank you for both of you being here. We really appreciate it. And best you guys on your upcoming dates. And come back and see us again,
Thank you. We will. We're happy to be here.
Good.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Really, I loved watching you both work individually and together because you just know each other so well that it just
Yeah.
Flows.
Goes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Kind of like you and me, Michael. Just
yeah,
flows.
It does
baby.
Just flow.
Hey, so we've got Million Dollar Quartet. Yeah. 2 weekends left, is that correct?
Yes. Well, we have 1 weekend left at Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center.
And then we
this,
move.
Weekend, Friday, Saturday. One show at 8 p.m. on Friday, 2 shows on Saturday, and 1 show matinee on Sunday. And then we move over to the Cerritos Center for the Performing Arts, when open February 23rd there through March 4th.
And a big accolade upcoming at Sterling's upstairs at the Federal.
That's right.
Miscast, which is a very funny show. So many yes. great people that we love in that show, yes. and it's really just a night of fun.
That's
a walk
the
in the woods
the
at
Act.
That's right. Yeah. A walk in the woods at the Actors Co-op,
mm-hmm.
And of course the Sound of Ghosts. Sound of Ghosts Departures. I'm sorry. What's the name of the CD?
Delivery
and Departures.
Yeah. Right.
CD's beautiful. The songs are great, and we wish you guys all the best.
Thank you.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having us. Pleasure.
Michael, when do I see you again?
Next week.
And where?
On the radio.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.